Thank you. Hello, hello. My name's Tatiana, and you're listening to my Blabber Dabber. This is a show where I just talk about life. You just heard Birthday Party by Club Sofa. This song is dedicated to my good friend, Maddie Roberts. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Maddie. What did I say? It's Maddie. It's not Maddie. Anyway. So, I really enjoy this song. It's very bubbly and indie. I think that really describes my friend well. I hope you're having a good day, Maddie. Can't wait to see you on Friday, yeah. Tomorrow. It's going to be pretty fun. So, I was thinking of different things. I know, very specific. But just this whole atmosphere at CITR gave me a perspective on how everyone is such a different individual in their own right. Everyone is so different, even though we might look very similar. I think every person has their own sparkle. Everyone can be just so unimaginably awesome, and just it may not show by their outer appearance. Like, so many of my friends, like, I never realized how great they are until I met them and got to know them, even though we all look kind of boring, to be honest, but it really is what matters on the inside. Speaking of friends, I just interviewed my close friend, Evelyn Ivy, and we recorded some new songs for her, just fresh out of the oven. I just came back from the studio with her. So, this is Evelyn Ivy, Ocean Bugs.
Ocean bugs crawling in my ears. Water is warm, takes a couple years. Fill the bathtub with my fears. Paint down the sink, it'll take a couple years. It takes a couple years.
So that was Evelyn Ivy, Ocean Bugs. Right now, I am going to play an interview I conducted with Evelyn. It was really fun, and I really enjoyed talking to her. So please have a listen. Hello, everyone. I'm here joined by Evelyn Ivy, my good classmate and friend. I think Evelyn is one of the most talented people I've ever met. I know this seems like very almost, you know, fluffy, but I really do mean it. I've known you for a little bit over like 4 months now. I've met you before, but now I really got to know you, and I've really enjoyed our time together.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. So right now, we've just played some of your songs.
You have? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm referring myself. Okay.
Yeah. And I want the listeners to get to know you a little bit more. Right. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you derive your inspiration from?
Well, I listen to a bunch of different music. I don't ever stick to one genre or artist, and I think that's good because I don't like to stick myself in a box. So I get a lot of inspiration from acoustic artists as well as like techno artists. So I really like Dodie Clark and Billie Eilish and the 1975. Like, I like to mix it all together, and yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And what kind of message do you hope to spread with your music and also your art? Because you are very artistically inclined visually as well.
I think just spreading, just feeling. I think people are so afraid of emotion these days, and people are, you know, just kind of numb, because that's just how we get through the day. It's just you don't pay attention to the little things. So I like paying attention to, the little things, and just kind of, you know, there's no fear in my music.
Yeah. What was your first performance like? Because you started performing a little over a month ago. Please correct me.
Yeah, no, it's been about a month, maybe a month and a half. Performing is really, it's really weird. I get nervous right before, and I get nervous right after. But while I'm up there and while I'm singing and playing, I don't get nervous. Yeah. So it's, I guess that's kind of convenient for me.
Do you feel like you have, like, a different persona on when you're performing?
I get my aunt to record my my little performances, and I watch them back, and I say, okay, like, how can I improve here or there? But I can definitely tell that, you know, when I'm watching myself, I'm like, just shut up. Just start singing. No one wants to listen to you talk, you know? But, yeah, I think I am a little bit different when I'm talking to everyone in a room than I am with talking to one person.
Yeah. Do you have any tips to deal with some art blocks? Because I draw visually, and sometimes it's just so hard to push on.
I'm probably not the best for advice with this one. I am terrible with art blocks. I try to get myself out of them, and I try to write or draw or whatever I want to do that day, and it just does not work no matter how bad I want it to work. So I just, you know, I just let it pass, and then sometimes it goes on for a year, and then I write 4 songs in one night, and it's just, you know, that's just the way it works, you know?
That's how life is,
unfortunately.
And can we expect new releases anytime soon?
Hopefully. I'm thinking yes. I kind of want to do an EP and put it on Spotify and Apple and all those different places, but I just have to figure out how to do that. So it's definitely a journey. Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone's curious, you can see Evelyn live in a White Rock area. If you want to keep up to date with Evelyn, please follow her on Evelyn Ivy Official on Instagram. Evelyn is spelled E-V-E-L-Y-N, and Ivy as in poison ivy. So if you're interested, which I certainly hope so, because that music was amazing.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for joining me here.
Thank you. Yeah, and I also have YouTube. So yep. I have some videos up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Check that out.
Yeah, I really like your YouTube videos. They are minimalistic and they're artsy.
Thank you.
I like the ones that you kind of move around.
There's one of me in a bathtub. I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems very fun.
Lots of fun. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great. Thank you.
Somebody sing a song about love and resonated with her without thinking, oh fuck this, my words don't flow together like they usually do. My rhymes can get much better when I'm thinking of you. I try to write my songs about radio love shit. I never heard what's come out of worse than they did. Then I guess it's not my strong suit or any at all, but I know that if I say something, I'm just so small. It'll come out better with flow on paper. I'm under the weather. It's so much better. 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 Dance with me to the 1975 and sing for me like it's 1979. Look at me through your tired dark little eyes and tell me that you love me even if it's a lie. I try to write my songs about radio love shit. I never saw it come out or worse than they did. Then I guess it's not my strong suit or any at all, but I know that if I say something, I'm just so small. It'll come out better with flow on paper. I'm under the weather. It's so much better. It's so much better. It's so much better. It's all most over. It's so much better. Dance with me into the 1975 and sing for me like it's 1979. Look at me through your tired dark little eyes and tell me that you love me even though it's a lie. Just wanna sleep.
That was Evelyn Ivy. The song you just heard is called Sleep, and the one that you heard before is called So Small. Again, like I said in the interview, I really believe in Evelyn, and I think she's wonderful. And I just am so excited to see her grow as an artist and live her dream. Because I'm not artistically inclined in terms of singing. I try, but I'm nowhere as near as Evelyn, near to Evelyn. Like, there is, like, you know, I'm at the bottom and Evelyn's on top, you know? Just cannot hold a note. But yes, I am mostly a visual artist. I draw physically with pencils, but I also am a fan of digital art. The reason I got into digital art, it is because it is cheap. It really is. I think for a lot of people, that's the main reason. You can have any type of tool that you want without a need to purchase it. And the amount of color that you have is unlimited. You can have every single color that you want. And for me, drawing digitally has been a challenge because I have a tablet that does not have a screen. I have a Huon H1610, if anyone's interested. Wacom is very expensive. I used to have a small little Wacom for $100, but it didn't have a screen, and that whole ordeal where I have to draw at the table while looking up was really hard, especially if you're used to doing pencil sketches. That's something you have to teach yourself. So if you're interested in that, I suggest personally just getting something small at first, something without a screen, preferably from Craigslist, because you never know, some people just doesn't stick. You have to put a lot of effort into it if that's something you're interested in. But I think starting off small is very important because people don't have unlimited funds. I mean, the 1% does, but for the most of us, we need to save our money. So you don't need to buy the most expensive thing. Now I have a better tablet, and honestly, there are things that I noticed that I can do better. But again, if I just took a little extra time with my original small tablet, I could just do as great of a job. I think it's mostly just shortcuts and just ease, but there are so many artists that make specific content that is aimed to beginners. So, like, for example, Draw with Jazza, he is amazing, and he does a lot of tutorials. Like, I watched his Animate Pro, like, from Adobe video, and that's really helped me to understand it. I've never played it around myself, but it's something that I'm interested in. But there are so many tutorials online. I know it sounds almost repetitive, and it sounds like there is a tutorial for everything, but in reality, there is. It's free to watch. All you have to do is just watch the ads in between. So, honestly, learning is something that I've been doing for a while now. I just got a guitar, like, a week ago, and it's a 3/4, like, it's pretty small, and it has an E string broken. I need to go fix that, but honestly, why would I get a nice guitar when I don't even know how to play it? I don't see a point. I know how to play one chord now, which is the C chord, you know, just living large, but it's all a process. What if you don't like it? What if you're like, oh, my fingers hurt too much? What happens then if you bought a $500 guitar? Do you sell it on Craigslist for $100? Because no one's gonna buy it for $500. That's the reality. And as dark and almost shallow as it seems, money does control the world, and you cannot just throw it around. A lot of the time, you have to be very careful with it. And hobbies is something that we do tend to spend a lot of money on, but you don't necessarily have to. If you're patient enough, cheaper ways will come your way. For example, Michael's has a coupon, 50% coupon every single week. Just buy one item at a time and get 50% off. Otherwise, like those little tools for clay, those are gonna add up. So that's my general tip. I've been doing a lot of art for a while now. I'm not anywhere being professional, but it's something that has become more of a serious hobby to me. Right now, I'm going to play a song by Cub Pillow Queen. It's not new, but it's still very good. I think all of you are going to like it.
Nichuda, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CEC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
Hi, welcome back. That was Ghost Cards, The Drive. Now, I've been noticing some peculiar things. I've been currently during work experience at CITR. I'm a high school student. I am from Earl Marriott Secondary, which is in White Rock, a little far from here. But I've been noticing that there is no such thing as an adult. This might be kind of out of nowhere, but bear with me. I think every person does not realize that they're an adult unless someone younger looks up to them. I think people just don't know what to do. In so many situations, I've been the authority figure, and I don't feel like I should be. And I feel that emotion never goes away. You just never really truly know what to do. You just kind of win it, to be honest. And I think that's an important thing to remember if you're getting too caught up in the routine of everyday life and thinking, oh, everyone has their things together. I don't. Why am I like this? In reality, no one does. Everyone just pretends that they do. And if you look at life that way, it just becomes so much easier. Then everyone becomes in the same boat. You don't have to think. You don't have to overthink things. Like, sometimes you just have to learn the skill of not caring and just be relaxed. I'm currently on my way there. I mean, I've tried my best in the past, but emotions do get the best of me. But I think it's one important thing to remember is everything needs to be taken little steps at a time. You have to go like a little train and work at it. It's not something you can just do in one day or a week and then you have it for the rest of your life. It's something that you have to keep at it, just do little things every day. Which reminds me, I've started an Instant Happy Journal. It's a book. I found it in a Valley Village blank. So, and it has different prompts, and it's just like what you should write about. I've wrote one about being audacious. What does audacious mean? I keep forgetting. Sorry, I'm just providing you some keyboard ASMR. Audacious, showing a willingness to take surprisingly bold risks. Oh yes, I remember this one. So for this one, I mostly wrote down about my experience at CITR. Because on my first day, I sat at Chris's show, Parts Unknown. For me, that was just very, almost nerve-wracking. Chris is the sweetest guy I know. He's so welcoming and just so lovely. But just the experience of being on air and having people listen to you, every little mistake, that's just, it's terrifying, I have to say that. But it was a risk that I took, but, you know, now I feel comfortable doing this by myself. Hence, this is what you're listening to. So right now, I'm going to play another song, which is called Bitter by Bon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio.
Right now. Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Every day, hundreds of thousands of people go without CITR Radio 101.9 FM. They don't get to hear our great shows. They don't get to hear our great music. They're so alone. Spread the message. Spread the love. Talk to your friends about CITR 101.9 FM. Hi, hello. Well, you just heard me talk as well. So, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Tatiana, and you're listening to my Blabber Dabber. So, speaking of fashion, that little merchandise piece, fashion is so intriguing to me. I think it's such a unique way of self-expression, yet it's so limited. Because you cannot have a designer for every single person in the world, because every single person has a different expression. Like, for example, my favorite designers include Moschino and Betsy Johnson. I personally really enjoyed their almost 1950s kind of a little bit art poppy kind of style, but at the same time, I cannot combine them both into one brand. It just doesn't exist. And I feel like fashion sometimes closes us off and makes us a little bit closed-minded of how we look and dress. And the thing is, people make assumptions on how you look and what you wear. For example, a lot of people call people quote-unquote basic if they wear something that is from a department store or from a highly spread retailer like H&M or Forever 21. But again, you have to remember that they cannot truly express themselves, because otherwise everyone would be sewing their own clothes, and some people are just not able to. But even if they choose to represent them as some clothing you can find at those retailers, that's perfectly fine. I think this culture of liking something popular is extremely toxic. What if I like listening to Britney Spears? I have the full right to, and that doesn't make me a worse individual if I do. Just because, like, a lot of people like Britney Spears as well does not make us terrible people. That means just Britney Spears is good. And that kind of culture, like almost canceling culture in a way, and just dismissing, again, quote-unquote basic people, is almost saddening to me, because in a way we're all kind of basic. For example, I have a white skin tone, and that's pretty popular. Again, it's not the most popular skin tone, but still, if I am in a certain group of people, for example, if I move way north, like towards Scandinavia, a lot of people are there white. That doesn't mean that it's bad that we are that way. And that goes the same way for every other race or any other hair color, eye color. It doesn't matter. Everyone is kind of basic in a way. If you think you're not, I think you're kind of lying to yourself. Because being basic is something that is a part of our culture. Being basic is communicating to other people. You don't go without a day without talking to someone, even online. That's called basic culture. Everyone does it, but that doesn't mean it's bad. No one should lock themselves in a room and just hug their knees for 2 weeks straight. Sometimes being basic is good. That means you and other people are on the same page, and everything you can find is pretty common, and you can find people who have the same interest. It would be pretty lonely to like the things that only you like. Again, this is my opinion. I don't want to really force it on anyone, but I think every person deserves a right to express themselves however they want to. And we should not shame other people for how they dress or how they act, even though sometimes I am guilty of that. For example, a lot of culture right now is based on the way you dress in terms of sexualization. Sometimes I fall into that trap as well, but in reality, every person has their own choice to wear whatever they want. And we cannot control that. It does not harm me that a person is wearing a slightly revealing top or a slightly revealing pants. It just doesn't. If, for example, someone is distracted by it, that's their problem. That's something that is in their head. They choose to sexualize that person. They're not sexualizing themselves. You are the person that is observing them, and you are the person that sexualizes them. Because in reality, like, this is absurd, but anything can be to an extent sexualized. Even a person who's wearing something that covers the whole body, like, there are people like that, and you cannot escape things. You cannot just prevent things by not doing them, because it will still happen. So blaming people for wearing what they want to is terrible, it's shameful, and you're impeding on their right to express themselves, which is outlined in our constitution. You can have quote unquote free speech as long as it does not affect anyone or harm anyone. So you can express, "I like oranges," but you cannot say, "Oh, I hate you because so-and-so." So please just be respectful and mindful of people around you, and almost like mind your own business in a way. Everyone's kind of the center of their own universe, and just be like that, you know, worry about yourself and how you choose to represent yourself to the world. Because you only truly know yourself. You don't know what's going on with other people and why they made a certain choice that they did. So this is just a heads up. This is kind of almost like a PSA in a way. This is not targeted to any specific listener, so please don't think that I'm being aggressive to someone. This is just my general thoughts. I tend to be very idealistic, so I have a lot of those thoughts, just being like what people should and shouldn't do. But I think this is an important message that something can be taken away from, and each person can take away their own little thing. Okay, so I've talked for a lot of time now, almost an hour. Right now, we're going to listen to material, Vanessa, and then up next will be a show called, Astro Talk. There will be a special guest, so stay tuned for that, okay? This is Tatiana, and this is 101.9 FM.